call him off. But, I mean, like I said, didn't puncture skin, so he's, you know, being pretty gentle, I think. But, yeah, it's definitely how they're raised.
Hi, sir. My name is John. I rent to own now, and my agent ID is 14. I have a very nice lady, Miss Ashlyn Lee is with me. It's A-S-H-L-E-N, and last name is L-E-E. And her phone number is 208-627-9865. Based on the information she provided me, I think she's a great candidate to speak with you about how your programs work and to determine if it's a good fit. Sashlyn, I'm going to leave to you with a call for your privacy. It was a pleasure speaking with you. You both have a blessed day.
All right. Well, nice conversation. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Stephen from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
I'm okay.
It's good to hear. You were transferred over to us to help you improve your credit score. I understand you're trying to move, right? You're trying to find a nice place to live.
Well, actually, a friend of mine was looking to move, and so I was looking on a website, and apparently I signed myself up for some more stuff that, which is what I always end up doing for somehow. But I was looking or considering moving because I'm going to start fostering kids, and the home I'm in now is sufficient, except for it's kind of far out of town, and it's 100 years old, and so it's, you know, it doesn't have updated windows or, you know, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It would qualify, but it's just, it's a lot of work.
Right. Well,
so,
our partners, yes, I understand. Our partners are going to send you information on different options, different houses, so you can take a look. Here on our side, we're going to make sure.
Okay.
Your credit score is not the reason you get denied when you try to move. Do you know what is your credit score?
Okay. Shit. It's like 500 or lower. Yeah. Okay. It was like 680 last year, but my boss messed that up.
Don't worry.
He wasn't sending in my child support payments, even though they were being taken out of my check.
Don't worry. We're a credit restoration company. We can definitely help you, ma'am. Right now, you're renting
a
house?
Yeah, I definitely need it. Yes, I'm renting, yeah.
Okay. So the first thing we'll do, we'll take an updated look at your credit summary so we can see what sort of negative items you have. That way, we'll know what to do to help you improve your credit.
There's a lot of my credit cards just went to shit. So actually, I was not working very many hours, so that's okay.
Don't worry.
I worry, but I worry all the time.
What is your name?
Okay. Ashlyn, A-S-H-L-E-N.
All right. A-S-H?
L-E-N.
Okay. What is your last name?
Lee, L-E-E.
Is there a middle name or initial?
N. For Nicole.
All right. What is your street address where you currently live?
So my street address where I currently live doesn't have a mailbox. So if you want my mailing address, which is what my credit would be under, it's 32627 North 2nd Avenue, Spirit Lake, Idaho, 83869.
Okay. Spirit Lake, right?
Yep.
Sounds kind of scary.
Yeah, right? Actually, how the story goes is that it was like some Indian princess was in love with the wrong side. They're fighting warrior or fighting natives, and she committed suicide into the lake, and so that's Lake of Spirits is what it used to be called.
That's like a haunted lake.
Yeah, actually, there's some weird things that happen around there.
Oh, man.
For sure.
And what is your email?
ATPIT53@gmail.com. So at pit53.
At gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I also need your social, your full social.
5389611132.
And your date of birth?
4385.
And now the system will ask you a few questions to identify you. And
okay.
Some of the questions may not apply to you, so don't worry. It says here you might have opened a student loan around November of 2022. Is that true or false?
Yep. Yeah, well, I think it was October, but yeah,
okay.
It's true.
And then according to our records, you currently own or previously had one of the following vehicles. I have a Oldsmobile Starfire. I have an Oldsmobile 88.
Nope.
Delta.
Nope.
A Dodge Avenger.
Yep, 2014.
Uh-huh. Dodge Avenger. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you remember a license plate number that is associated with your automobile?
Absolutely not. Nope. Nope, in Idaho, the plates go with the, or they go with the person, but I sold the vehicle and I just let them keep the plates.
That's okay.
So I have no idea. It was like seven, or it was actually, I was going to say 7B for our county, but it's actually K. I don't know. It started with a K. That's all I can tell you.
That's fine. Which of the following, it's a current or previous employer? I have Vons. I have footwear.
Cleaning.
Yes. All right, so that should be enough. Thanks for answering the questions.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's giving me more questions.
Okay, bring them on.
You opened a Merrick Bank credit card, is that true?
Yeah. I think it should be closed though. Defaulted.
What is the county for the address you gave me?
Cooney.
And you currently or previously lived on one of the following streets? Forest Leaf, Harrison, Princeton, Pleasant Valley.
Pleasant Valley. Like, yeah, I've been to Pleasant Valley.
Okay.
Cuna, Idaho.
All right. So, Ashland, your score right now, it's 493.
Yeah, see, I told you. Shit.
Yes, it's very low. And the reason
pretty
why
accurate,
you're...
Yeah, pretty accurate description.
Well, I cannot say it like that, but it's bad. It needs to be improved.
yep.
The reason why your score is like this, it's because there are some negative accounts here. There's four... Uh-huh, 49 minor delinquent accounts.
Yeah, that all happened within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, everything got maxed out when my son moved back home, and then it was winter hours, and so basically everything just all, you know, hit all at once, and it is what it is.
Yes.
But I was doing really good for a while.
So all of that, ma'am, it still can be fixed. It doesn't have to stay like that, you know? It all depends on your commitment.
No, I know. It just takes time. It's really
here,
easy to mess it up. It's just a really long time to fix it.
Oh, yes. Well, now with a professional credit repair company, if you try to do it yourself, then yes, it'll take you years to fix it. But with a professional credit repair company, it'll take you just a few months. But you need to spend money, of course.
Okay, well, let's do it.
You need to invest on that.
Well, yeah. Well, see, and I didn't have it until recently, until just recently. So now I do.
Yes. So there are two third-party collection agencies as well. I'm sure you know about that. They're asking for a total amount $42,222.
Well, yeah, but one's my child support, so that's going to be that way for life until it's paid down. I mean, every month I pay it.
Okay.
But it is $40,000.
Okay. So based on the information that I gathered from you, ma'am, you qualify for the Success Plus program. That's the name of the program. First thing we need to do,
that
need to invest.
That makes it sound a whole lot.
Makes it sound. It's for your success. That's basically.
Makes it sound
what,
a whole lot, you know, fluffy. Maybe a whole lot fluffier than what it really is.
We will provide you with unlimited disputes. Any questionable item that you identify there on your credit score, each one of them, you'll be able to see if they are misleading items, if they are inaccuracies, outdated items, unverifiable. All of that junk has to be removed from the credit score, from the three credit bureaus at the same time.
Yeah. I know that there is some stuff on there that is not accurate, but I have disputed it, and it gave me one, but it wouldn't give me the others.
Right. So you need a pro, ma'am. You need a pro to help you fix this. It's much better. It'll save you time.
I agree. Yeah.
So that's
and
the first step.
Hopefully, because
yes.
Talking to those people sometimes are the worst.
Oh, yes. It's frustrating, yes. The second step of the program, it's a line of credit that we give you. This is a line of credit of up to $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
It allows you to make purchases from the National Credit Direct. It's not a loan. It's not a credit card. So you can only use this money if you're going to make purchases through their online store, National Credit Direct. You can purchase a smartphone, electronics, TVs, jewelry, appliances.
I think I've actually been a member of them before. It's almost like FingerHut, but not.
Yes, it's way better than FingerHut.
I think I've actually, well, actually it was called Horizon. Oh, good.
Yes.
I like
the
that
purpose
as a FingerHut.
Of, yes, the purpose of this line of credit is for you to report and establish a good payment history on your credit score. So that's going to build up your score. It's going to make it go up higher as well. There is no extra fees. There is no interest rates. Okay.
Wow.
Yes, so you can take advantage of that. If you use it wisely, it's going to boost up your score really fast. Uh-huh.
Well,
and
then
the last step of the program, it's the credit builder benefit. That's for your monthly bills. You pay monthly
Hold on
bills.
Moment. What are you looking for? Hold on one moment. One moment. What are you looking for? Oh, Travis. Yeah. Hold on one second. Must be his lunch. Travis. Delivery. You're welcome. Okay, go ahead.
All right. So
Hello?
The monthly bills, ma'am, you pay monthly bills under your name, right?
Yep.
Okay. The credit builder benefit,
yes,
it's for the monthly bills. If you pay rent, if you pay your phone, utility bills, online services, cable, Wi-Fi, anything that you pay monthly under your name, you'll be able to add it. You'll be able to add it to your credit score to show more good payment history month after month. The payment for this service will be reported too. It's going to show on your credit score as a credit builder loan. Okay.
Okay.
So by staying in our program in a few months, I say about 5, maybe 6 months, your score is going to be different. It's going to be much higher, more cleaner.
Enough to.
And it's, yes. And that's when you'll be able to apply for loans so you can consolidate your debt. Uh-huh.
Well, that works out because my lease expires in October, so.
Okay. Yeah,
but
the
I can go to month after that.
The sooner you start, the better it is for you, yes. So there's a special price right now for the program. If you enroll today, it'll be $119. Normally the price is $149, but it's better if you save $30 a month, of course. Okay. And
Oh, this is
you're
a
going.
monthly fee?
Yes, that's the monthly fee, $119. Okay.
Okay.
You can start with your
Okay.
Visa debit card, MasterCard. We're going to send you a text message and an email right now so you can activate your client portal. And that's where you're going to log in, and you'll keep track
Okay.
of all the things that we do on your credit score. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
And are you ready?
What am I supposed to do? Do you need my debit card numbers, are you saying?
Yes, you can use your Visa debit card, MasterCard, so we can get the services started.
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm technically waiting for my debit card to come in the mail, so, but my son's account is connected to mine, and then I have a different card connected to that, so I gotta go get it in my car.
Okay,
So,
well,
1 minute.
no hurries.
Oh, hold on, I got a dump truck outside, dump and gravel. I'm at work right now, so there's chaos going on. Yeah, you're dumping gravel right now in front of
I can hear
my stop. Yeah, the gate of the dump truck. So as far as so in 5 months time, what do you think my score would be at? Like six, high sixes
Yes.
maybe?
Maybe more than
Or
that, ma'am.
just an estimate. And then how much would that qualify me for if I make $22 an hour and work over
Okay.
80 hours a week? Or I mean, I'm pay period.
If you stay in our program for like about 5 or 6 months, your credit score is not going to be 493 anymore. It's going to be way higher than that.
Yeah.
And all these negative accounts that we have here on the score, ma'am, we'll be able to remove most of them, if not all of them. First, we need to see what they are first, and then
Okay.
we'll see if we can get rid of them or not. Okay.
They're all credit cards.
There is more than just
And
credit
most of them are
cards.
offering like a settlement or something. Well, a credit card
Yes.
and my child support, but that's. And
Uh-huh.
then my student loan, which
You'll
is
be
not defaulted yet, so
able to see each one of them,
if
what they
so, when I
are.
start paying on my student loan, I know what they are. The
You
ones
can
that
let
are
us
hindering my score are credit cards.
you can let us know which ones are not yours, which ones we have to get rid of from the credit score.
Hold on. So you are, can you pull that back down now, or you need my card first?
Yes.
Oh, I can do this way. Okay, I'm putting on speakerphone so that I can.
That's okay.
I just give you my bank account information?
Yes, I need your card number and the expiration date.
I know, but can I just give you my account information?
No, we need a card number.
On. Whatever. You're taking your body hoodie off? Your top hoodie, you mean?
Don't
Oh, the
know.
body, yeah. What is it? Oh, the lanyard. No, I'm on the phone. And how would nobody see that? Like, they're sitting in the fucking shop.
Yeah, he just said he walked outside.
Well, then...
Weren't you worried about it getting ready for the bill?
But how it still, though, there's his boss that's in the office, and so does his dad.
Yeah.
So does he.
How do they, like, track?
Because there's a GPS on it. I almost didn't sign the paperwork for it because of that.
For the solar park?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the... How do they track it again?
They can track it. I don't know. What? That does. It's got, Monster.
I wonder. Like, say, my view.
No. Okay, where did it go? Oh yeah, I didn't see your account. Can't finish.
Very helpful stuff on it.
Don't. It's not yours. Don't worry about it. I'm transferring it. Yeah, I know, because I just added it to your account so I can pull it out. It just says that your money's gone. Okay, so now my debit card number is 4403-9351. I'm on the freaking phone. Go. 1085-2094. Go.
Expiration date.
It is, hold on. Seven zero 728, and the CVV is 795.
Okay. There is an error with the card number. It tells me there is one number wrong.
4403-9351-1085-2094. 0728-795.
Okay. Does your card have any blocks or anything like that before I process the payment?
The only thing it's blocked is Straight Talk.
Okay, so I can try to process it now?
And I just added $130 on there, so.
It should be okay now?
Yeah, it says I have $126 in there. Yeah,
okay.
It should be fine.
So we need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $119. This is going to be charged today for the enrollment
Go
with
ahead.
The credit pros. And standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to a reattempt for the enrollment, but we will never overdraft your account if the funds are not available. Okay. So now you should be receiving a text message and an email from the credit pros. Let me know when you receive it. We're going to activate your client portal.
Okay, so it just said my purchase went through at Credit Pros.
Search for the hyperlink and click on the hyperlink.
Okay.
That hyperlink, it's going to load the user agreement of service.
Okay, I'm just not getting this. Hold up. The Credit Pros, welcome credit, or welcome to the Credit Pros.
Mm-hmm, yes. Click on the hyperlink that says HTTP.
Created a form.
Yes.
Yeah. 802026 is my client ID. Okay, so I'm into cost service payment method, initial credit action plan, individual 119, family member free, blah, 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 blah.
Yes, on the bottom part, you have to sign it where it says, I agree to the terms and press next step.
Okay, so now it's just buffering.
Uh-huh, now you're going to see your personal information. Please verify it was entered properly. And then you must create a password for your client portal.
You have my last name. You have my last name as O. You have my last name as OEE and it's LEE.
I am sorry, ma'am. That was my fault. Go ahead and correct that.
I mean, do I correct it?
Yes, you can change it. Check your address too, your phone number, everything. It's entered properly. Yes. The password, it should be 8 characters long, 1 capital letter,
yeah,
1 number, 1 special character.
Okay. And they don't match the dog.
Let me know when you see the negative items on the credit score.
Items you'd like to dispute. I think that it. Yeah. I don't know who's the. Yeah, I don't remember who half of these people are. And then the creditors, I don't know who they are. Oi, last time I looked at this, it was a lot better than that. Okay, that one should not be on there. I'm gonna show me what date it was.
Anything that you don't recognize, make sure it has the blue checkbox.
Yeah, I'm just looking though to see when the dates were, and it only tells me when the inquiry date was. It doesn't tell me what the account date was. Because I've had accounts in the past with the same people that were obviously over 2 or 3 years, which shouldn't be there anymore.
Okay.
So that one can go, that one can, I'll just do that one. That one. I don't know who those people are. I'm just going to leave the majority of these on here because I don't know what some of them are, what year they're from.
I believe it tells you the details if you click on it.
No, it just says Indigo Celtic Bank, negative account number, original creditors, but it doesn't tell me what, because I had several credit cards with the same bank, but they're different companies, like, you know, Aspire and Merrick and whatever, they still use the same bank.
Okay.
But, and then this is just like, then it says that the inquiries, am I supposed to leave those check marks so that I can just use the inquiry? Because they should be off, it's been longer than 2 years.
The inquiries, go ahead and select those.
Like
you have seven of them.
So what's that?
You have seven hard
inquiries,
right? Yes. Those have to be removed from the credit score.
So I'm leaving them checked because they should be removed because it's been longer than 2 years except for maybe two of them, I think.
Okay.
So hold on.
Sure.
I have no idea what CCC and TBLLC is. Never had that, I don't know why my telesper would have an inquiry.
We will investigate and dispute everything you identify there.
Okay, I'm just gonna leave them. I'm just gonna leave most of them on there because
leave them like that. Yes.
Be there anymore, if that's what.
Okay, you'll be able to log in.
Because on my end it's showing. Okay, well on my end it's showing like 70 of them, like it's not stopping scrolling. Okay, I just left them. Majority. Okay, so I took some off, but I just left most of them because they should not be on there, the inquiries at least.
We can check them all. We'll see what they are. All of them, if you want. And click where it says, okay,
yeah,
got
well,
it.
I just gave you a lot of work.
It's fine.
Did.
Unlimited disputes. We have unlimited disputes here. So once again, I might want to congratulate.
I forgot I'm paying for this.
yes. Congratulations once again, ma'am, on joining the Credit Pros. This is like a journey for a healthy credit score. Okay. So
I appreciate it. It's another fresh start.
Oh, yes. I'm going to transfer you now to the Auto Credit Advisor. Please stay on the line. It'll take only 2 minutes, but it's important that you listen to the message for your account to be fully set up. Okay.
Okay.
Ashlyn, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. And you have a great day, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
You as well.
Thank you.
Yep, talk to you later. Maybe or not, I don't know.
Hopefully. Take care, ma'am.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for enrolling in the Credit Pros. Improving your credit is one of the best decisions you can make. Congratulations. Hi. I'm Ace, your automated credit advisor, and I'd like to quickly review your information so we can get started. This will only take a minute or two. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 at the end of the call and we'll connect you to a client success team member to correct it. You enrolled in special program. You were charged $119 today. Each month you will be charged $119 on the 17th of the month. Your date of birth is April 3rd, 1985 and your social security number is 53896-1132. Your address is 32726 North 2nd Avenue, Spirit Lake, Idaho, United States 83869. Also, you just received an email and a text message with some easy instructions to log into our client portal. Don't worry, I'm already working for you behind the scenes to build out the perfect credit action plan for you. Make sure to log in as soon as possible to check it out. If you'd like to speak with a client success agent, they're always available to speak to you in live chat on our site and in our app. You can use the chat to talk to the team, reset your password, and even send us documents. If any of the information verified on this call is inaccurate, please press 1 and we will connect you to a client success team member to correct it. Thanks, and welcome to the Credit Pros.